to do a selfie, David.
At a dog lot just off the highway, a group of veterinarians crouch down in the snow and willows for a photo. It's a ritual repeated each time the vets examine a dog team, listening to heartbeats, inspecting paws, and checking for injuries.
What's his name?
Buck.
Is it Buck? Hey, Buck, you've lived a big life there, buddy.
The group of about a half dozen volunteers is marshaled by Jackie Klaika. She started working for the race back in the early 90s. In those days, vets would fly in from out of town to help out. Klaika began coordinating the work, and over the years, a veterinary program for the K-300 has formed around her. An old colleague from Ohio flies in each year. Others are from Oregon, the Rail Belt, and there's a local pediatrician, too. In the days leading up to the start, they make sure all the dogs are healthy. During the race, vets are distributed at checkpoints up and down the river to examine dogs as they race through.
It's just a service that the Cusco provides to make sure that we have the best dog care.
It is a labor of love. Even Klaika's daughter, Jessica, who lives in Wasilla, comes back to volunteer with the race. As the group of veterinarians hunch over a string of dogs, Jessica pulls up in a truck straight from the airport and in a worn pair of brown bibs strides right over to the team and starts examining the dogs. She's so intent that she walks by her mom without even saying hello until a few minutes later. Jessica Klaika grew up mushing her parents' dogs, competing in the Cusco races and Junior Iditarod. Now, she works as a veterinarian, mushes a team of her own, and is preparing for her rookie Iditarod run. But first, she's back home to lend a hand.
The agreement, I think, between a lot of people around here in town was that when I became a vet, I would come back and be a race vet for the Cusco. And so I've gotten to do that the last couple of years.
The younger Klaika credits the K-300 races with fostering a strong mushing community across the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. She attributes the race's reputation in part to the commitment of volunteers and community members.
I grew up here, so I love it. It's my favorite place in the whole world. Everybody here takes care of each other, loves each other, so welcoming. And I think that's something that people are willing to fly out to Bethel, freeze for a couple days in the cold, because the community is so wonderful, the people are so great. Plus, there's a really cool dog race.
The K-300 starts Friday. A winner is expected Monday morning. In Bethel, I'm Zachariah Hughes,